bombing of Gaza. It is still, however, elusive. Negotiations resumed in Cairo over the weekend, although the progress was reported by senior U.S. officials. A final agreement is not guaranteed anytime soon, despite that progress that was reported. To walk us through what issues are still top of mind and where we're at, Jamie Levin is with us, Associate Professor of Political Science at St. Francis Xavier University. Good morning.
Good morning.
So it looked like there would be an agreement at the beginning of July. Can you just sort of walk us briefly, for those that haven't been following all the developments, how we got here?
Yeah, certainly. I'll go back to May. In May, President Biden made an announcement that Hamas was no longer capable of conducting major terrorist operations against Israel, and he put forward a plan end of hostilities. Remember, there had been pauses in the fighting before. There was a week-long pause in November that saw the release of 80 Israelis, 25 foreign nationals held by Hamas in exchange for 240 Palestinian prisoners. So Biden was looking to restart those negotiations. He put forth a plan that continues to form the basis of the on-again, off-again negotiations that continue today. The plan has three phases. The first phase is a six-week ceasefire, a withdrawal of Israeli forces from all the populated area of Gaza, a release of an unspecified number of Israeli and American hostages in exchange for the release of hundreds of Palestinian prisoners. Palestinian civilians would be allowed to return to their homes and reconstruct their homes, and aid would be flooded in. During that time, Israel would negotiate a permanent end of hostilities with Hamas, and that would constitute the second phase of this plan. During that second phase, all the remaining hostages would be released, and negotiations would begin for phase three. Phase three is the day after. That is the start of major reconstruction in Gaza. Now, it looked, as you said, like there was progress being made on the talks in mid-July, but in mid-July, Hamas walked out of the talks. They claimed that Israel introduced new conditions, while Israel has claimed that it has only clarified its positions.
So what are the demands from both sides at the table? Where are we at this morning?
Well, where we're at is the negotiations over the weekend. There were four rounds of talks, and those sticking points that appeared in July appear to still be holding the parties up. Those key sticking points seem to be, one, Israel's insistence on remaining in areas of the Gaza Strip after fighting, after the fighting stops, I should say. Two, whether the ceasefire will be permanent. And three, who's going to be in charge of Gaza when the war ends? And I'll elaborate on those a little bit. First, Israel wants to retain control over certain areas of the Gaza Strip, even after a ceasefire agreement's reached. In particular, they want to remain in control.